Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know what the shame of the NFL weekend that we watched this weekend coming and going is? We got to wait.
Got to wait.
6 days for football. And while Sunday's going to be marvelous, we got two games. We looked this up. Now I'm forgetting. I think the kickoff, it's a weird time. Sunday slate is a 2 o'clock window game, I think. And then we got a 6 o'clock after. Normally they go like 3 and 6:30 or something. I think they're doing 2:30 and 6 p.m., something like that. But now we're at this point, this lull, where I got no Monday Night Football tonight. I got no football all week long. I got no Thursday night game. Then I got nothing on Saturday. No college, no NFL ball. And then Sunday I get two. But after that, there's only one game left. Then what do I do?
You ever gone to a place like the Italian store and said, I'm going to load up this week on sandwiches. I'm going to have a sandwich for like every night. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there Monday afternoon, you're hungry, and you eat one of the sandwiches. That was supposed to be Friday's sandwich. And then you eat another one Monday evening, and that was going to be Thursday's sandwich. Next thing you know, you eat all the sandwiches. And now you got nothing the rest of the week. We got the greatest meal of all time Saturday and Sunday. And now we got no food. Our pets' heads are falling off. We got nothing. We got to wait. We got to wait. It's Caps Golden Knights tonight, right?
I'll take that. 7 o'clock puck drop. I may go over to that game, actually, still. Caps and the Knights right here in D.C., and the boys need a win. So let's go three things we think on Grant and Danny, 800-636-1067, on the MGM National Harbor listener line. We're asking you guys for one thing you think coming out of the round of eight. Let's go to Paul in D.C. Divisional playoffs. Hey, what do you think?
I got two for you. One, the old guard is over. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, that ever is done. Now we got the Joe Burrows and, you know, the Mahomes boy. And you got all of these young quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. All of that's good. Here's another thing I think I know. If Deshaun Watson say, here come to Washington, if Brian Flores was the coach, Ron Rivera will be fired tomorrow morning. And then we can sign Devontae Adams and be relevant again.
Oh, my God.
He's just playing fantasy football this offseason.
My heart started beating real fast, and I got a little schwitzy.
You might want to pay Terry McLaurin in your little master plan there at some point.
Let's do all of it.
But, I have a hard time believing Washington can get in on Deshaun Watson. That's a topic probably for another day. But there's 32 teams in this league. I think 31 of them ultimately are going to be eligible for Deshaun Watson. And I think the 32nd one's this team. Even if he's cleared, even if the improprieties, you know, end up staying civil, and there's nothing legal, and he's not facing any kind of arrest or anything, which at this point I would say looks likely, just because at some point, if nothing's happening, I would think there's a chance he could end up playing next year. I just think from a sheer optics standpoint, team that had the 40 women come forward and say that was a terrible place to work, league that swept everything under the rug and pretended to slap the owner on the wrist, but not really willing to even do that. If I'm Roger Goodell, I'm probably going, you guys are going to sit out the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes.
You guys are interested? That's nice. There's a room down the hall.
Anthony in Warrington, you're on the Fan. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, I want to let you know, first, I love your show. And
thank you.
Second off, is that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. He's going to win this Super Bowl this year. And Patrick Mahomes' stats will get better than Brady's stats, I believe.
So he's going to have to play like another 20 years to accumulate that kind of stuff? Because that's the part about Brady that we should never stop talking about.
Yeah.
As annoying as it is that he wins all the games and has a horseshoe up his tuchus and all the breaks and things, the ability to be not only okay, but to still be really good. Here's what normally it looks like. Ben Roethlisberger, Phil Rivers, you can't do it anymore. He led the league in touchdown passes this year. That's the most absurd part about this, is the longevity and how unbelievable, how high a level he's played when age claimed everybody. Peyton Manning couldn't feel his right arm at the end, throwing like 12 touchdowns and 17 picks his last year when they won the Super Bowl in Denver, right? Age gets everybody, but it hasn't gotten that dude. It's unbelievable.
First thing I think, Evan McPherson is sensational. The kicker for the Bengals. Look back at his season, the game winners that he's made. McPherson's year to this point, on the road in his rookie year, he was 18 of 18 kicking field goals. 18 of 18 kicking field goals. I'm so impressed by what he did down the stretch. He's been perfect in these playoffs. He made the kick, ice water in his veins. I mean, we had an uneven kicking situation here in Washington, D.C. this year. So to just see a guy on these huge stages in these big spots who's a rookie, seemingly anxiety-free, sans nerves, just, and he's splitting uprights over and over and over again. I've been really impressed by him. I think he's one of the best weapons nobody talks about remaining in these playoffs.
That's a good nugget. I like that one. Here's my first thing I think. That was Aaron Rodgers' last game for the Green Bay Packers. I don't want to say I'm convinced, but that's what I now believe. Looking at their cap, looking at some of the reports and different things where they basically went all in for this year. They pushed all these payments and guaranteed money and things down the line. They drafted Jordan Love with the idea that this kind of would be the last ride at some point for Aaron Rodgers. They drafted his heir apparent, as I said. They don't have many options going in the next year. I think they're going to be in for a huge reboot, and Rodgers won't be a part of it.
I think his post-game press conference made me think he's leaving. He didn't say anything definitively. It's a lot of tea leaves reading, obviously, but I took a lot of what he said as, thanks, Green Bay. It's been fun.
Mm.
Here was part of what was a lengthy, much talked about ballyhooed press conference from Rodgers after the loss.
Where'd your future stand?
I mean, I did not think we'd be talking about this after this game, but, you know, I'm going to take some time and have conversations with the folks around here and then take some time away and make a decision, obviously before free agency or anything kind of gets going on that front. But, you know, it's fresh right now. It's you know, a little shocking for sure. Definitely haven't, you know, was hoping to have, you know, a nice week after the NFC Championship to enjoy the lead up and then start contemplating some things. So I haven't even let the moment really sink in yet.
If you're a Packers fan, I think your number one want should be that this ends quickly.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Number two should be that he comes back. But he has been a bit of a dramatic attention craver for the majority of the last calendar year. I think he's enjoying all of this. Just like Brett Favre used to when he used to, you know, drag his feet. And,
oh, he loved that.
Hey, get on a helicopter. Bring a few of my buddies out.
Give me the tight end and the kicker, yeah, and like one of my other buddies.
Come to my ranch and tell me you need me.
Convince me to come to training camp.
What's the line in Home Alone? Get on your knees and tell me you love me. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is doing whatever that is. So if I'm a Packers fan, I just want this to end as fast as possible. If you're leaving, just tell me. If you're coming back, make it known as quickly as possible. We got moves to start making here. David's in Fairfax. Hey, David, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good, man.
Okay, so here's what I think. I think I might know. We've just been treated to one of the best weekends of professional playoff football in quite a while. And yet, I have to say the last game ends with the lamest rule in all of sports. And there's plenty of lame rules out there. But the fact that Buffalo never gets the ball, and I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, so I've lived through some pain.
Sure you have.
But I have to say that they got to change that. And I got a 12-year-old grandson who said, why did Buffalo never get a chance? And I'm going to sit down with him, and he's going to write a letter to Goodell and say, hey, I know you don't make the rules, but get that rule committee sitting down thinking about this. So that shouldn't be the way a game of that quality ends. It's just,
without question,
it's painful.
I love it. I want to read that letter. And maybe I should write a letter to Roger Goodell as well, because you took that one right off my list. Well done. Another thing that I think that I think that I know that I think that I think that I know. It is utterly unacceptable that both teams wouldn't get a chance in the overtime period to touch the football. It's beyond not okay. It's actually a sports travesty. I mean, it legitimately is an outrage. It's preposterous. It's a joke. This needs to be amended. The only thing more amazing than that we are actually doing it this way is that there are people that defend doing it this way. I don't understand or agree with anyone who thinks that. I can't possibly wrap my head around that. I don't know how on earth you can watch that game and say, yeah, Josh Allen not getting an opportunity is perfectly fine. Because what people say is, well, your defense needs to make a play. Did the Chiefs' defense need to make a play? Or only the defense that the coin, when it lands on the ground, decides needs to make a play? It's absurd. Fix this at once. Do it this second, instantly, immediately. Wave a wand, Roger Goodell. Be the czar of the NFL. If you need the competition committee to weigh in, you fire off a text to Tomlin and Rivera and everybody else involved today, and you say, this rule must change. The soonest we can vote on it, that's when we're going
to
change this.
Now, you can get him into the room by telling him it's about taunting, because everyone's very excited to do taunting stuff.
Right.
Get him sprinting in there and say, but first, let's fix this really, really dumb rule. And again, the just play defense folks, I encourage you to watch this game. It's called football, where nobody cares about defense, where the whole entire league, they made a decision. They said, we're about offense. We're about keeping quarterbacks upright. We're about not touching receivers in any way that's inappropriate. That means you don't grab them on the way, and then you don't hit them hard when they do catch the ball. You don't push them at any point in time. Quarterbacks can slide. If you breathe on one, you get fined. The entire game is about offense, and now you're telling me somebody's supposed to step up and play defense. Let the offenses go at it.
Is it time to fix that rule? You can weigh in if you'd like at 800-636-1067. Plus, we both still have a thing that we think coming out of the divisional round. Your observations, your things you know that you think. Right here on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.